Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shad, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's topic is neon and the prospect of having neon become Nevada's official element. We'll be hearing from Assemblywoman Sarah Peters and Will Durham of the Nevada Neon Project. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our topic today is neon, and our guests are Sarah Peters. She's a newly elected Democrat to the Nevada legislature, a Lyon County native who was born in a bathtub. And also Will Durham, the leader of the Nevada Neon Project, and he's also a teacher at Carson Montessori Public Charter School and the son of America's top historic saddle expert, Griff Durham. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
What we're talking about here is, Sarah, your bill draft request to make neon the state element of Nevada.
Yes.
Now, I've heard of states having official songs and rocks and drinks, but I've never heard of plants, but I've never heard of an official element. And of course, neon is an element on the periodic table.
Yeah.
Maybe could you explain this?
Neon, I'm going to deflect to Will.
Well, we figured, you know, that this is something that really represents Nevada, and it could only be in Nevada. And I know that there's some leeway. Different states have different state symbols that really reflect their state. Like Louisiana, they have like a state pastry or donut, and that's the beignet, which is from New Orleans. Wisconsin has a state dairy product. And those are things that really just work in those states. And so neon, I don't believe that there's any other state elements, but we figured this is a nice way to have neon represent kind of our built landscape.
Well, what I like about neon as the state element for Nevada is that its abbreviation on the periodic table is NE, which is the way you start to spell Nevada. Now, Sarah, I've seen bills at the legislature before about, you know, official state dances, official state drinks, things like that. And what they don't have is statewide support. But I would think neon as the official state element would have support in the urban areas of Nevada, both especially Las Vegas and Reno. Maybe could you comment on maybe a coalition that you need to put together to get this through?
Gosh, yeah. Will and I have talked at length about this, and including his students on the conversation of the importance of neon in the state of Nevada and the cultural significance it has representing Nevada throughout the world. When Nevada comes up on the TV, you see the bright lights on Vegas, the Strip of Vegas, but we also identify it as being a signal of society when you're driving down the loneliest highway in Nevada. You come to communities that have neon signs and you know that you've found a place to stay for the night. We see that in Elko as well. The neon signs represent the places where you can come into community and be with people around food, the star, or be around culture in the museums, or celebrate together for a wedding or a reception of some kind at one of the casinos or other venues that we have across the state. So I think there is a lot of interest in the significance of neon. A coalition would include people who want and identify the need of and the feature of neon in that bringing community together.
It seems like it coincides with Nevada's reputation for tourism too.
Oh yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Okay. One other thing, do you know what, if this gets a committee hearing, do you know what committee that it would be, that would hear it?
So most recently, the state symbols have gone through government affairs. And it's likely it could go through there. I don't know exactly where this would be home, being that it's an element, natural resource. Natural resources wouldn't be a bad place to put it. But we'll see where it goes when the chapter's decided.
Okay, now, Will, your Nevada Neon Project, you've been collecting neon signs for 23 years, according to reports that I've read. Do you plan on displaying any of your signs at the legislature in a way to kind of make some awareness for this bill?
Well, we definitely would love to bring some. Sometimes they're a bit cumbersome to move around, but we have some that we could bring down there if we were allowed. We'd definitely bring some. But we have some that are out right now in different parts of Nevada. We have some at the Western Folklife Center in Elko to reach out to kind of our rural friends up there to kind of round it out. And we also have some at the UNR Knowledge Center for Reno's 150th anniversary celebration. And we also had a little sign made up that shows the neon in its atomic symbol, the NE. So we had that made up, and that's something that we can, that is portable and that we can bring around and have that with our students to kind of, because we can actually show the actual element that we're talking about because it's done in actual neon.
Okay, now there's a neon museum in Las Vegas, and your group is trying to put together a similar display in Northern Nevada?
Yeah, it's similar in concept. We have different exhibition philosophies. 5 years ago, we had the feature exhibition at the Nevada Museum of Art, and it was kind of a nice way to test the concept, to see what it would look like and feel like in a more, you know, an enclosed museum, you know, kind of a standard indoor museum. I love what they're doing in Las Vegas. We want to include the whole state because this is a story that isn't just in Las Vegas. It's not just in Reno. It's in Battle Mountain, Overton, Winnemucca, Carlin. This is something that we want to tell the story of the whole state. And so the museum that we would like to do will also tell stories about Nevada. It won't solely be neon, but it'll be something where we'd have the opportunity in a rotating gallery to talk about all sorts of things from Nevada.
Okay, Will, Sarah, let's take a break right here. We'll be right back. Okay, we'll be right back. More talking about neon as Nevada's state element after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Assemblywoman Sarah Peters and neon aficionado, I guess, Will Durham. Welcome to you both. Now, Will, you're also a teacher at Carson Montessori School, and your fifth and sixth graders have a role to play in this bill presentation. Can you maybe talk about that?
Yeah, so I started just thinking about ways to make neon a bit more prominent, that it wasn't just this novelty or throwaway, and it wasn't just something associated with, you know, gaudy casinos. But I wanted to have a different role, to show that it had a place in Nevada history and in our future too. And so I thought about proposing this bill. And our school has a legislative team, and I've told the kids about my neon project before, and they were always very interested. So I thought that it'd be a good fit to bring them in on this, and especially this bill, because it's nonpartisan. You know, this isn't a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's not urban. It's not rural. So it'd be a nice way for them to kind of see the legislative process without kind of the contentious debate and some of the anger, because we've seen in politics recently, maybe it isn't the best kind of conversation.
Right.
So we thought that this would be a nice way for the kids to follow a bill to originate the bill and find someone to sponsor it. We were excited to find Sarah Peters. She was highly recommended, and she liked the project, and so she came in and she spoke with our kids, and they were really drawn to her, and it really made the process feel real to them. So we're starting this from scratch, and we're going to see it all the way through. So the kids are really excited by it, and they get to see this process that I think is nebulous to a lot of people, watch it unfold right in front of them. So we're going to be following it, and we'll have them speak on the bill, and hopefully we'll have a party when it's passed.
And to that point, I think it's really exciting to be working with a class on doing a bill draft from beginning to end. I think it's so important for younger generations to be a part of the process, be invested in the process of legislation or just government in general. And I think it's really easy to not feel connected when you don't have a part or place, or you don't understand what your part or place is. And so bringing kids in early on in the process and early on in their lives will create a narrative for them to participate, to continue to be a part of the process, to start voting when they turn 18, mm-hmm. and to eventually maybe run for political office if they feel mm-hmm. like they want to.
The Neon Museum in Las Vegas, have you had any discussions with them? Are they also buying into
the I'm not sure. I mean, so they definitely have their place in Nevada Neon, but there's also other projects. This is something that's fairly early on, and so we'll reach out to them and see their feelings about it. But this is a bill that is kind of originated in Northern Nevada, and with some of the other, this is Carson Montessori and Nevada Neon Project. But we'll certainly ask them to have their support, because they do play a major role in Nevada Neon.
You know, Will, I remember going on a tour of the Neon in Reno that you held, was last summer. I really enjoyed it. And it made me realize that Reno's history with neon is actually longer than Las Vegas's? Can you maybe talk about that?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's longer. I mean, it's about the same. But Reno was the most prominent city in Nevada for quite some time. We were the entertainment capital for quite some time, and we had the largest casino, Harold's Club, for I think a decade. And so that kind of gets lost in our history, that Reno is kind of like this, always this little brother of Las Vegas. And that wasn't always true. And so, and the time when Reno was at its peak was the kind of the zenith of the neon era too. So Virginia Street and Center Street, Sierra Street were covered in neon. Center. So it was just kind of it coincided well with the peak of neon. And so it's definitely part of the Reno story. And so a lot of our history was written, you know, in neon lights.
The history, we have a strong history of neon and neon signs in Nevada, but what is the future like? Is neon still a popular way to make signage for businesses and casinos and bars, things like that?
I mean, there's certainly been a, for the larger casinos in Las Vegas, they've gone to large digital screens. They've moved a bit away from neon, but there's an ordinance in downtown Las Vegas where if you open up a business, a certain portion of your signage is required to be neon. They understand the value of neon to our heritage, and so they want to keep that going. But it isn't, a lot of interesting businesses, new businesses, are using neon in Northern Nevada, like Chapel Tavern. They have a neon sign. Compo, their sign is neon. So it isn't just like these are relics from the past. A lot of modern, exciting new businesses understand neon significance and are excited to use it. So
okay, Sarah, I'm trying to anticipate questions that the legislative committee would ask you. And one that I've come up with is, why is having a state element, neon, why is that necessary and good for the state?
I think it's less about the element aspect and more about the cultural significance and heritage aspect that we've gone over. That Nevada has so much identity held in the identifying signs across the state. And to honor that with a symbol and acknowledgement of that culture is really important for bringing community together and connecting the state as a whole. And I think that this project does it really well. This bill does a really good job of that, identifying those needs and kind of that community base.
Okay, now, Will, you're looking for a place to, I guess, show your wares of your neon sign collection. Will this bill, if it's passed, help the Nevada Neon Project reach its final goal?
I think it will. I think because every step that we've done kind of shows neon in a different light. Having the show at the Nevada Museum of Art kind of helped legitimize it. You know, it was the same project before it was there, but it was shown in a different way. And then also, so when we're pushing this project to have neon, you know, be a symbol of our state, it helps inform people that this is something that is important to our state, that it's relevant, it isn't a novelty, it's not a fad. Nevada did this better than anyone else. So I think that it will help. I think it will also help the Neon Museum in Las Vegas. I think it's going to attract attention to rural areas to create like a neon tour throughout the state, like the Owl Club in Battle Mountain, to, you know, maybe people to get off the interstate to check out the neon there. It's something that I think can help out a lot of different communities in Nevada. But I do think that it will help us when we're fundraising to build our museum as well.
Okay, let's take a break right here. We'll come back for one more segment. We'll be right back after these few words.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guests today, Assemblywoman Sarah Peters of Reno and Will Durham, head of the Nevada Neon Project. Welcome back to you all. Sarah, in any bill, you're trying to get neon as the state element of Nevada. Is there a fiscal impact? Is this going to cost taxpayers any money to have this thing approved?
We don't anticipate a fiscal note on this. Obviously, we're in the drafting process, and once the bill's drafted, it will go out for fiscal review. But just including another symbol for the state of Nevada isn't an extra cost. It doesn't require another position in the state. So I don't anticipate there to be a fiscal note on this one.
You know, neon, it's so Nevada-ish that, Will, it seems like a lot of media would pick up on this. Are you anticipating that, or you know, you've made it to Nevada Newsmakers? When you and I talked about this a while back, I thought it was a very interesting idea, and I'm glad that you've come on to talk about it. But do you think any other media would pick it up?
Absolutely. I mean, we've already had a lot of other interests. We haven't even done a press release yet, which we anticipate doing shortly. But I'm quite certain that it's going to be picked up not only all over the state, but it will be picked up across the United States. I think it'll be it's an interesting thing, and people are very curious about Nevada. They, you know, they have interesting, fond, but exciting feelings about Nevada. I think this story's gonna get a lot of traction, and just the value of that publicity, I mean, even if the bill were to fail, this will already benefit Nevada by kind of getting Nevada mentioned again. And this is the sort of fun, kind of trivia that I think will travel, and I think that the value of that media would greatly outweigh any potential costs of having neon as Nevada's state element.
You know, it seems that if you've spent a lot of time in Nevada or grew up in Nevada, there's always some memorable neon sign that takes you back to your childhood. And Will, you have many pieces of neon history. Maybe what's your favorite or top three or
neon signs?
Yes.
Well, I'd have to say the Nevada Club, Lou Heimer's illustrated drawing, the Buffalo Bar in Sparks, and then I think you just have to go with the iconic Vegas Vic too. Vegas Vic is pretty amazing.
Well, I remember all those signs of Buffalo Bar. I remember that was on B Street. And it was a local hangout. I think the police and firemen used to congregate there. Have you, Sarah, have you talked to assembly leadership at all about this?
Yeah.
What was that like?
We had to clarify what an element was. The periodic, I'm a scientist by background, so when we talked about neon as an element, it was very obvious to me what we meant. But when we talk about neon as an element, people don't think about the signs, right? And what element is a sign? So I had to clarify that we meant a periodic table element. But generally excited. We love having kids come into the legislature. Everyone's excited to have the fifth grade class come in and participate. And I think we have some good support.
Okay, another question I anticipate with this is that people may see this as frivolous when there's so many issues about mental health and mm-hmm. taxes and education. What do you say to that?
The basis of my campaign for office and generally what keeps me going in this field is the sense of community that we have. I think Northern Nevada is very tight, and we really appreciate having a sense of community together. I think that this bill highlights that across the state, that the state of Nevada is a cohesive community, that we have these identifiers that bring us together and these memories that bring us together. We always have something to talk about together in this state, you know, something that we can identify with each other on. And I think that that is a really important part of what this bill brings forth. That we can carry forward and utilize within the discussions of community needed for mental health care and education in those areas as well.
Okay, thanks for coming in today. We'll be right back to finish up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. On our next broadcast, Paul Enos will be interviewing Zach Conine. He's the newly elected Nevada State Treasurer on the next Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you for watching.